Hachette Audio presents How to Rock Braces and Glasses, a novel by Meg Haston, read by Casey Holloway.
For my family, who has loved me through everything, even braces and glasses. Chapter 1. Lights, Camera, Advice. Thursday, 7:42 a.m. Real journalists are born with a sixth sense. It's our most reliable source, an inner voice that tips us off when there's more to a story than meets the eye. My sixth sense has never been wrong, which is probably why I'm the first broadcast journalist in the history of the Marquette Middle School TV station to have her own weekly segment. Most people think my success has something to do with my hard-hitting interview style, which once reduced a corrupt student body VP to on-air tears, live. But I'm pretty sure it's my sixth sense. Take this morning before homeroom when my best friend, Molly Knight, sailed into the Channel M News studio between my vocal warm-ups and wardrobe check. Her petite frame was bundled in a quilted, ivory, puffy coat, and she'd accessorized with a white mohair scarf and earmuffs. It looked like that purebred from the fancy cat food commercial had her in a headlock. Instantly, a familiar shiver shimmied from my right pinky toe to my left earlobe. Enter sixth sense. Molly's icy blue eyes were shining with breaking news. I'm Casey Simon, and this is Simon Says. I cleared my throat and leveled my eyes at one of the four cameras arched around my mahogany anchor desk. Not even secretive best friends interrupted my pre-show mojo. I'm Casey Simon. Please. Like everybody at Marquette doesn't know Casey Simon. At the back of the studio, the double doors whooshed to a close. Molly leaned dramatically against the silver patch of wall next to my framed headshot and blew a few long platinum flyaways out of her eyes. The sixth grader holding a boom mic over my head whipped around to check her out. Typical. 90 seconds to air, people. Carlos, my sassy, bite-sized student producer, was the only guy in the studio who wasn't drooling over my best friend. He hustled across the crowded set, cradling his run-down clipboard like it was the Olympic torch, and he was about to take the gold in the speed sachet finals. Can I get wardrobe on set, please? So, what's up, Malls? I spun my cushy desk chair around a few rotations, the Chicago skyline backdrop melting into glittery swirls of silver and gray. Three rotations and my long auburn waves whispered effortlessly, tousled. Any more than six and they'd have screamed, roller coaster sexy but semi-unprofessional! Why aren't you in homeroom? I came to a stop and eyed the red digital countdown clock on the back wall. Almost showtime.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?